AP News for Friday, February 27th. I'm Ben Thomas. The House Oversight Committee questioned former President Bill Clinton Friday for more than 6 hours in a closed-door deposition about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Ed Donahue has a report.
Ro Khanna is a Democrat on the House Committee.
It was civil, and he set the tone, in my view, for the precedent that the President Trump needs to now come and answer these questions.
James Comer is the committee chair.
Ranking Member Garcia asked President Clinton, quote, should President Trump be called to answer questions from this committee? And President Clinton said, that's for you to decide. And the president went on to say that the president, Trump, has never said anything to me to make me think he was involved.
I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump addressed a couple of foreign policy matters with reporters Friday.
The Cuban government is talking with us. And they're in a big deal of trouble, as you know. They have no money. They have no anything right now. But they're talking with us. And maybe we'll have a friendly takeover of Cuba.
And on nuclear talks with Iran.
They cannot have nuclear weapons. And we're not thrilled with the way they're negotiating. So we'll see how it all works.
President Trump's ordered all U.S. agencies to stop using technology from Anthropic amid the artificial intelligence company's public dispute with the Pentagon over its use. Anthropic said it sought assurances its AI chatbot, Claude, would not be used for mass surveillance of Americans or in fully autonomous weapons. Another inflation gauge came in hotter than expected. The Labor Department's producer price index up 2.9% in January from a year earlier. And stocks had a down week. The S&P fell 0.4%, the NASDAQ 1%, and stocks fell Friday to close the week slightly lower. This is AP News. Donna Warder takes a look at AI-generated music.
Mighty Shulman is CEO of an AI music-making platform called Suno.
100 million people have made music on Suno, and the vast majority of whom have never made music before.
But not everyone is a fan of Suno, like singer-songwriter Tift Merritt.
To teach a machine to be...
The economy of AI music is built totally on the intellectual property globally of musicians everywhere, without transparency, consent, or payment.
Suno is valued at $2.45 billion. It was sued in 2024 by Sony Music, Universal Music, and Warner Records for copyright infringement. Since then, it's settled with Warner.
Hopefully, like recent developments with Warner show that actually there is an amazing way to work together to build things together.
I'm Donna Warder.
The latest through the weekend at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.